this is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yum.
Hello.
Do you realize that this is our 17th program, the end of the first series?
Oh, the time is flying, Margaret.
True. Unfortunately as well. Yes, and we've just started a new year with new resolutions. And Dr. Lydia, what would you advise our listeners to do during this new year? Health-wise, of course.
First of all, Happy New Year. And the significance...
We were a bit late, eh, with this Happy New Year, because we're doing programs a bit ahead of time, so we don't realize where we are, really, time-wise.
But still, we entered another vibrational qualities. The number of the year creating vibrational qualities of our being. Like we just said goodbye to 2013, it's number 6, 2 plus 1 plus 3, it's number 6. The frequencies of the year tune to the frequencies of this number without us knowing. It doesn't matter we accept this or not, but we are there. So we enter a new number. The number is number 7. And as you know, in all spiritual schools and all religions, number 7 is a very special number. So we are entering the sacredness.
Because it's 7 plus 7.
Yeah. So we're entering the sacredness of our life. This year, a lot of self-appreciations and the appreciations of our being, life, love, the family connections, the social events, all will point the importantness of our being. So this year is quite excited, you know, I'm looking forward, I'm very curious what type of events we can get and what type of attitude people will get, because the year is very much affected the social attitude. You know, it's not a coincidence, like in some particular year, people are very much after the football, for example, after the sport. In another year, people very much after the culture. In another year, people very much after the health. Why? Because it's all determined by the number of the year. So this number 7 is leading us into the spirituality of our being. So we have to discover our essential aspect, our spiritual aspect of our life, our being. So Happy New Year.
And we are going to talk about the spiritual aspect and also about social attitude, our attitude towards life in general as well, aren't we?
Yes.
In our next series, mm-hmm. because we are going to do the next series. Yes. The first question, Dr. Lydia, is about meditation. Now, a listener has asked us whether we could also recommend religious meditation as he practices this and finds it beneficial.
This is a very interesting question, because people sometimes, when I offering classes of meditation, we did it in Marsa and in Ashar and most, people usually asking, why meditation? Why not prayer? I would love to put some maybe a point for understanding. Our prayer is our wish, our dialogue with the divine aspect. We are forwarding our wishes, our suffer, or our needs towards some divine aspect what can fulfill our life in any ways. But meditation is the situation when we are listening the answer. So if we can combine the prayer and meditation. So it's like our dialogue with God, with the divine. So we are asking, and at the same time, in meditation, we are listening. Mm-hmm. I found many people who, for example, came to my class of anchor meditation, many of them practicing prayer. Different confessions. Some of them are praying in the Catholic churches, Orthodox churches. I have even people with a Muslim religious background. I have Buddhist and Hindu traditions, Judaism, because this type of meditation is beyond religious belonging. It's working with the spirituality, where God is love. So they found their prayer is really improved because they said, I now started to feel also the presence of divine. Not I just under the influences of my needs, so I'm asking for my needs, but I also, by practicing this meditation, I also started to feel the answer, and this answer is really fulfilling me. So I think even in our spiritual and religious practice, we have to use holistic way, wholeness, so the question, and to listen to the answer. And the answer is coming through our own mind. We are the receiver. We are asking, and then we're receiving the answers. So I didn't see any contradictions. And I want to repeat again, Margaret, we discuss about the word meditatio, meditation. It's not even only, you can find it in the Sanskrit, you can find it in the Latin. So meditatio, connection, relations to divine aspect. So it's very, very religious.
It's not excluding it, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Lydia, the festivities are over, and here we are with our extra weight, the weight we've put on due to all those parties we've attended. And, in fact, we thought of starting the new series, that is our next program, with a detox diet. But why do we need this detox diet, and what is it?
Yes, it's now quite fashionable word, detox. Yes, people selling just a small bar, and they're saying it's a detox bar. So if we will just analyze this word, detox, it's two parts. Tox means the toxicity, and D means like removing the toxicity. So it is some product or some activities, purification, which removing the toxicity. It can be food, it can be drink, it can be cream, it can be procedure, it can be some activities of purification. And in complex, we definitely need it. Like our body is detoxifying itself naturally when we're going to the toilet. So our urination, our defecation is detoxification. So we are not inventing something artificial and something new. Our body, the nature of our body, is already doing it. What we can do, we can intensify this process. How we can do it? When we are young, our systems are new, and they are working very good. They are working in synchronicity between each other. But when we are aging, and with this aging, we are actually not on a very healthy lifestyle. Even if we are in a healthy lifestyle, we still need from time to time to redust the space in our body.
Like a spring cleaning, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Even if you're not using the museum room, by just the dust of the space, you still need to clean up. But we are using our body a lot. We are every day under the influences of the food pollution, drink pollution, emotional pollution, electromagnetic pollution, air pollution, water pollution. Yes, when we are washing ourselves under the tap water, we are thinking we are cleaning ourselves. Yes, we are cleaning, but in the same time, we are polluting ourselves with the chlorine, for example. So we have to be conscious about what is really going on, because one of our problems, being a human being, we are living in imaginative ideas, so we're creating a lot of myths around the food, around the services, around the style of life. But the nature is not a mythology. The nature is the reality. And if we can learn from nature, nature of our body, the nature of the world where we are, we will find the harmony and synchronicity, which is symbolizing just by one word. It's called health. So the health is not only when you're eating healthy. The health is a status of our being, our mental attitude, emotional attitude. And the detox is the process what is helping us to remove these toxicities. Which type of toxicities? First of all, to remove the acidity. Over acid bodies is our general condition now. This is why the hospitals are full of patients on different organs with different pathologies. But you can call this all over acid patients. Maybe it's too simple to believe for, but I saw an amazing, amazing cases. Luckily, I was involved in many different interesting experiments, scientific experiments in the Institute of Food and the Eating Disorders and centers where people was developing the psychology of eating and the physiology of eating. So the over-acid body is creating a lot of problems in the organs which are weak. Like, for example, if you have a problem, like weak kidney.
We are going to talk about this in our new series, aren't we?
Yes, we will.
Yes.
And how to prevent. We will speak, we will not contradict like conventional medicine, but we will speak how to prevent problem. If you constitutionally have a weak stomach or weak kidney, what does it mean? Why they are weak? Because we are all different and we have different strong aspect and we have different weak aspect. Like some people are over full of fear, some people are full of anger. So it's a constitutionally done. And so how to improve our strong side and how decrease our
weak side.
Weak side, yes. Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to the program Sukhiyam with Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. In fact, having mentioned this over-acid body, the need to alkalize our body, it reminds me here that lots of people stopped me and told me, listen, Margaret, can you repeat the leafy green recipe? Can we repeat it,
Dr. Lydia? Sure, with pleasure, because I found this recipes, this type of food or drink, you can call both, is very cheap, so it's accessible for everyone. It's very easy to prepare, and it's very, very beneficial. And in your country, when you do not have a snow, so it means the plants are growing all year, is the most easy to find. I will repeat the simple, compared to your plants, the simple recipes. You need to take your blender, and you need to fill half of the container with the leafy greens. Better do not use the stalk. Of course, is the stalk very gentle, you still can use it, but better to remove it, just for the taste.
For the taste,
in
it's true, yes.
In favor of taste, because we are very much attached to the taste. So to make it tasty, it means your body will be more and pleasure to absorb it. So the best what you have here is raw. Of course, all ingredients have to be raw. So it's a spinach, it's lettuce, you can use rucola, fantastic digestive regulator and full of enzymes. You can use broccoli, just these green flowers. You can use even cucumber or marrows. What is in season? The cheapest what is in season you can use. Use a bit of celery, but do not use much, because then the taste will be very harsh, very hard. You can use coriander, basil, mint. I'm very much in favor of your herbs like marjoram, oregano, thyme. Yes, these herbs are really, really great. Actually, if you will, I think, sell these herbs exported abroad, I think it can really bring a lot of money to the country because you have fantastic, fantastic herbs.
So we take these leafy greens.
Rosemary a bit, yes. Mm-hmm. So you're filling half of the container with this, and another half of the container filled with the simple fruits. Better if it's not a sweet fruit. If you have a problem with digestive system, what is this? Is the apple? If you have an allergy, better if it's a green apple. It's a ginger root. Peel it and have 1 or 2 ounces on your taste because it will improve your, the blood circulation in your body. And avocado, you can use Maltese avocado. It's not easy
it's
to find.
It really smoothens it, the yes. avocado.
Yes, yes.
Makes it really smooth.
If you feel still okay and you just want to prevent or you want to prepare this smoothie for children, I found very good to have banana.
Yes, I love the banana.
You will put banana.
Even though it's sweet.
Yes. So when you're talking about taste of the smoothies, you can add a bit of plain yogurt, or you can...
Ah, that's a good
you
idea.
You can play a bit yes. With the taste. You can add some nut milk. You can make very nutty, very tasty with the almond nuts, or you can even put the cashew paste there.
Okay.
You can put any milk, quinoa milk, you can put... rice milk, oat milk, dependent of the taste.
True. So instead of water.
Instead of water. Mm-hmm. No, you also can add water.
And also water.
But it's up to you. So you can make this smoothie as the base food. And then you will feel what happened with your body. All of a sudden you feel you are becoming to be more and more younger. You will start to feel your body as really rejuvenating. Actually, as you know, Margaret...
And the lemon, too. We have to squeeze lemon. A lemon. Yes.
Lemon, yes. Lemon is essential. First of all, because it's very rich with vitamin C. Secondly, it has a very strong antibacterial benefit. And also, it's a very strong alkalizer. Even though the taste is acidic, it has a paradoxically alkalizing effect.
Incredible, because everybody tells me, no, lemons are just acidic, and that's it.
Actually, you can treat the over hyperacid secretion in your stomach, you can treat with lemon juice. Yeah. Instead of balsamico, of the vinegar, which is quite tasty but not suitable for everybody, we can keep on the table the mixture of olive oil and lemon juice. You can add a bit of garlic, and this garlic presence...
Not for the mix, but to use instead of balsamic vinegar.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then don't forget to put liquid in your smoothie in this container, because then you will bond it out if you want. And then mix it and add something, like people who have a chronic health condition, I will recommend you to add 1 teaspoon or 1 dessert spoon of spirulina or chlorella.
The very dark green one.
Yes, alga. Uh-huh. Or maca or chia seeds. You can add wheatgrass.
Hemp, I thought as well. Hemp.
Fantastic. Hemp protein.
Hemp
exactly.
protein.
So you can add even a bit of raw honey. What about raw honey?
Raw honey? What do you mean by raw honey?
Raw honey means not processed honey. We can speak about it next from the next program, because people hardly know about this product, but it's a very beneficial product.
So how can you buy raw honey? What do you ask for? It's not the bee pollen, no.
No. Raw honey, most of the time you can find in this called the bee house.
The beehive?
Beehive,
exactly. Yes.
So people buying it, sometimes they're saying, I'm buying it even for the chewing gum. So I'm chewing the...
Really?
Yes.
You can buy this?
Yes.
Actually, they from the farms?
The bugs. You can buy it from the farms, but also in some shops you can find it. When Anka Cafe was in Marsa, yes, you know, we're closed for now. So people was buying it from us because I'm very much in favor of any raw product. Mm-hmm. You can add even the cacao powder, and then your smoothie will be very chocolatey. You can make
the real cacao powder.
Real cacao
real,
powder, yes.
Which you will find in certain health shops.
So if you need to alkaline your body, you also can add a bit of apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good idea. Mm-hmm. And that's your mix for alkalizing your body. But of course, we'll be talking about this later on. They would also like you to repeat very quickly how you make that water.
The water, yes. So, as you remember, Margaret, I was talking about the structurized water. So, to structure the water, the best way is to freeze it in your freezer for 12 hours in a plastic container. The plastic container should have a sign, the snowflake, which is the sign of neutrality of this plastic, so the dioxin or some other pollution will not be contained in the liquid, in the water. And then after 12 hours, you will see the brick of water, frozen water, and the small puddle in the middle. So this small puddle need to be removed. If you're keeping in the freezer this water more than 12 hours, this puddle will also freeze. So the best is to remove it before it's freezing. This is toxic water. Then you're removing the rest outside and you're waiting when it's melted. And in the 5 hours after it's melted, this water is perfectly structured.
Okay.
Even it's one of the way if people sometimes do not have access to the good quality water, it's how to purify the water, because all the toxicity will be in this puddle in the middle.
So can we use it also with tap water?
You can use it in the tap water, but if you do not have any other chances, so use it,
yes.
Because it's much better than just tap water. You will drink it as a liquid, okay. So you're purifying it.
And we told our listeners, Dr. Lydia, that we're in for a new series of programs. And what are we in for, really?
I would love to continue this way to express the best doctor for us is nature. And the nature is going, it's not something outside, it's also in our body. Our body have the same five elements what you will find outside. It's the air, it's the earth, it's the water, it's the ether, and it's the fire. So how to combine these elements which are presented by different structures and different chemicals in our body, how to synchronize them. This is the mission of our mind and our brain as an organ of the mind. So I would love to continue maybe more precise, more in details, how we can use this very big, very rich heritage. Because we're receiving it from our ancestors. We're receiving this from our ancestors, from the family lines. We're receiving it as a culture. We're receiving it as inhabitants of our planet. So we can learn from the simple plant. Sometimes we can learn from the plant much more than from our artificial books.
Mm-hmm.
So the direction I would love to develop is the awareness about the preventative way. Prevention is better than cure. Or if we're already in the shoes of sickness and unwells, how we can get out, how we can break this circle when we are under this suffer and our life becoming to be miserable. So how to attune our mind, how to attune our perceptions towards the health, towards the well-being, and how we can develop this new style of being, because many people looking for that, but they do not know how. I would love to share this knowledge. It's not a secret. It's most probably somebody receiving it just a bit before than the others. And it's not at all my knowledge. It's I receive it from some teachers, from some forces, from my mistakes as well. The best teachers and the mistakes we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing, if one way is not working, I need to find, to open another door.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be good if we all will share. And we was planning, Margaret, to invite some more people in the program. So I think it will be very good if we will have discussion. I know some people are listening to us with a big interest. And I met in the shop some people, or some people are calling, and they said, oh, you are the one who is talking on the radio. I want to say thank you for listening to us. I want to say thank you to all the team of the radio program who make us.
Yes, Dr. Lydia, we really have to thank them for all the encouragement they've been giving us. the director of the radio, Father Joe Borch, Selene, Marilou, and also the recording team, Samuel and Carmenu. Thank you to you all.
Margaret, and my deep gratitude to you, because the courage to start this program, 17 parts of the same program, the same topic of health and well-being, it's a big courage, Margaret.
Yes, and thank another you. 17, Dr. Lydia,
ahead.
Looking forward to them. Thank you very much. On behalf of our listeners, I'd really like to thank you and invite you to continue with us for the second series.
Pleasure.
And I'd like to remind you, our listeners, that during our next series, we are going to talk about a detox diet, cleaning the colon, parasites, and also integrative medicine, also autoimmune diseases like asthma and many other problems, arthritis, rheumatism, heart health, diabetes, how to combat obesity, alkalizing your body, allergies, and of course, we are also going to talk about other aspects, emotional, psychological, mental aspects as well. So there's a lot to look forward to. Yes, I think we haven't even started, really. This series could continue forever. Well, thanks to all those of our listeners and friends who have encouraged us so much. A big thank you to our listeners for listening to the program, because our objective is to help people to get the right knowledge so as to prevent illness and to lead a healthy life. And also to show you that alternative medicine is cost-effective and a very effective cure as well. So lead a healthy life and tune in to our second series of Sukhiyam. In the meantime, you can visit our website www.multiuniversitybroadcasting.com and listen to all of our first series by clicking on webcasts. You can also email us on campusfm@um.edu.mt and offer any suggestions or any problems you need to ask us. This is Margaret Arjous, who, until the next program, Sukhiyam, would like to wish you all a Happy New Year, and I leave you with this thought. To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our minds strong and clear.